Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the One to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Boating Law Administrator and Education Coordinator for the Iowa DNR, Susan Stocker, to talk about water safety. This is part one of a two-part interview. Do you have any sort of entry-level advice to anyone going out to maybe a lake or a pool or anything like that to kind of keep drowning safety in the back of their mind?
What we always stress is that definitely you need to have a buddy system and to always wear a life jacket, because without a life jacket, you're not going to be able to float.
I'm sure there's somebody listening to this and thinking, oh, well, that's drowning is so rare, it won't happen to me. What kind of advice would you give to that kind of person who maybe doesn't understand how quickly things can turn tragic?
People don't understand, and a lot we get that, I don't need to wear a life jacket because I can swim, and or that a lot of people feel that you would notice someone drowning. But what we're realizing is that there are not any loud yelling or arms flailing in the water that people notice. It's just like 1 minute they're there and the next minute they've disappeared. And so regarding the individuals that tell me I'm a good swimmer or, you know, I don't need to wear a life jacket, it's like, where are you going to swim to? And then what if you get a cramp in your leg or what have you and you become incapacitated and start to panic?
And then you mentioned life jackets. What kind of advice would you give on like a year-to-year basis on what people should be doing before a life jacket gets to the water?
Certainly everybody needs to make sure that the life jacket fits them properly, because even if you have it and it doesn't fit properly, it's not going to work. So you need to make sure that there are no tears or rips and that you can clearly read the label. And every life jacket that is a legal life jacket flotation has a U.S. Coast Guard label on it, and so it needs to be U.S. Coast Guard approved, and it needs to be fitted for the person that's wearing it. The other thing is, if you are out in a boat, any person under 13 needs to wear the life jacket while the boat is underway.
What's a typical lifespan for a life jacket before someone needs to get a new one or upgrade?
The quality of a life jacket, there isn't an expiration or date on it. You just need to make sure that it properly fits and that there are no rips and tears. Now, the only other thing I would say is that if people are familiar with inflatable life jackets, those are on the market. They're more lightweight, and those are actually life jackets that need to be inspected every time that you wear them, because they do have a mechanical mechanism that when they get wet, or similar to if you were flying and they talk about a water landing, that you would pull a cord and the life jacket has CO2 in it. So those need to be inspected every time you go out.
And then probably specifically talking about people who go boating, lots of fun, lots of activity going on. What kind of risky behavior that can oftentimes lead to dangerous situations?
Well, and certainly if people are not watching and being aware of their surroundings, so we advise that everybody in the boat is looking out for maybe objects floating in the water, because as we've had the heavy rains, you know, if we think about it, a 50-foot tree that was on land is certainly uprooted. You have 50 foot that potentially is underwater. The other thing is to make sure that when you're out enjoying the water, that you leave the alcohol at home. So people don't realize that when they're out on the water and if they are drinking alcohol, the effects of the sun, the wind, the glare off of the water all enhances the effects of alcohol.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Susan Stocker, the Boating Law Administrator and Education Coordinator for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.